Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Morning at 11, News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. Good to have you with us on a Thursday. Lisa Newell, the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, always joins us at about this time to preview what's in the paper today. Hey, Lisa, welcome back.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. I know we talked about the Gulf Breeze dog park and
It
had to get closed because there were so many disputes among the people there. And one of the people had filed an Americans with Disabilities Act complaint about the dog park. So there was a huge meeting. Lots and lots of people came, people who live inside the city, people who live outside the city, all talking about the dog park. And what they decided to do was they're going to institute a code of conduct, not for the dogs, mind you, but for the people who bring the dogs to hopefully quell some of this dissension. And meanwhile, they did have an expert come in and talk about the dog park and what can be done. And they said that the ADA rules for a dog park are very gray. However, they are going to make some improvements, including adding an ADA accessible parking and also a non-slip path for you to walk up to it, possibly changing the style of gate that goes into the dog park, and seem to make everyone happy. I think so. So once these things are done, the dog park will reopen. It's a shame that we have to get to this point, but
it is.
Now, in the end, I think it's going to end up making a better dog park.
Dog parks and public access, man. Things that get people worked up. You know, do you happen to know if the people who were causing the problems or raising the complaints were at the meeting? Because I know the whole community came and packed out the place. But do you know if the people who were actually the source of the issue were there?
I'm not positive.
Okay.
I'm not
positive. Fair enough.
But I do know it was a big crowd. So
we have,
I think a lot of the people don't live inside the city either.
Right. And maybe they were embarrassed either to show their face or because they're not residents. I don't know either way. Last day of school tomorrow. Is that right for Santa Rosa?
Now, it's hard to believe. It just started, didn't it? Didn't school just start?
It's so fast.
I mean, this is me. We all get to run out of our offices at the end of the day screaming and, you know, everything. Wouldn't that be fun? No, actually, it is amazing. So tomorrow's the last day of school in Santa Rosa County. And then on Saturday, our class of 2024 graduates at the Bay Center.
Wow.
Congratulations to all of them for their accomplishments. What a wonderful achievement.
You guys are doing something that we're familiar with. You're doing a farm series, right, in the paper?
Yes. Melanie went and spent the day up at on the farm tour. And she's going to do a series of about different farms in our area. You know, such a huge part of our economy. And the farms are, you know, you don't necessarily drive past them that often. So it's really nice to get a glimpse.
Right.
This week, she's starting with the Hendricks Farm up in Jay. They are primarily cotton and soybean farmers. They also raise cattle and do different things as well. And she was able to go and visit them. She's going to have another one next week. So it's going to be a nice series to find out a little bit more about some of the economics that drive our economy.
I love it. I love it. You know, we kind of stuck with one farmer over the course of now 2 years, and I love the idea that you guys are going to be bringing a highlight from all these different farms and all the different operations and the common and distinct problems that they face. I think that's fantastic. I love it. What is this Aluminum Cup Weekend thing?
Well, okay, so Cheryl Kelsch, she's one of my friends, and she's also a big environmental activist. And she is always encouraging people to use aluminum and recycle it because an aluminum can be recycled endlessly. And you want to keep them out of the landfills. You want to recycle them. She is the one who's put up these beautiful sculptures of dolphins that you can feed the dolphin your old cans. So this weekend, she's come up with a plan with the people from Paradise Bar and Grill on the beach that they're going to replace all their plastic cups with aluminum cups. And these cups may cost a little bit more on the beginning, but if you recycle them, you can reuse them. In the end, they're going to be a lot cheaper. And, of course, that's cool drinking. It's so much colder drinking a drink out of an aluminum cup. So she's trying to get people to understand, look, this is a small change that can be made just over the weekend of Memorial Day weekend. But if we can extrapolate this out and do it more, we would really help reduce the amount of plastic that we throw away that ends up in our waterways and our landfills.
No, that sounds great.
So I'm encouraging you to try to, this weekend, if you're going to be out on your boat, you're going to be drinking soft drinks or beers or anything like that, make sure you recycle those cans because they can be turned into another can over and over and over again, whereas plastic is only recycled just a very small percentage.
Plus, if you need to repair a bullet hole on your airplane, you know, wing, aluminum cup will help way more than a plastic cup ever would. So, no, that's a good note. Fort Pickens is doing Living History this weekend.
Living History, yes, I love those. I've been to those before, and they are fun. I went to one time at night. It was great. I did not know all the things about Fort Pickens. But, yes, this weekend they're going to have from May 25th through May 27th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., there's going to be some different Guardians of the Gulf. They're going to have Secrets of the Seashore. Pick up a Gulf Breeze News to get the schedule because we do have that there, or you can visit them online. What a wonderful way to visit and explore some of our history, military history, on Memorial Day weekend as well.
That's fantastic.
And of course, we need to honor our veterans.
The paper.
Not our veterans, but also our
absolutely. You've also got a story about Gulf Breeze Will Do trying to hit 200 members. You are a big fan and supporter of that organization, I know. Good organization. Tax deeds, always in the paper. So you might be able to acquire something a little bit cheaper than otherwise would be. Lisa Newell, she is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, joins us every Thursday to preview the paper. Lisa, thanks for the time. Thanks for the information. We'll see you in the breeze. Beat you to it.
I will see you in the breeze. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
Downtown on Garden Street, if you are heading eastbound and right where it wraps around to turn into North Alkenny Street, we are seeing that pretty backed up this morning and along Gregory Street heading east and westbound. So be careful driving through there. It's looking pretty backed up. We are seeing some traffic built up from a crash that happened earlier on Mobile Highway and North W Street. That has since been cleared, but use caution through there and expect some residual delays from that accident. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This report sponsored by Bank of America. Bank of America has powerful digital solutions for local and global businesses, so you can make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. Bank of America, N.A., copyright 2024. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
What was that first street you were talking about?
What was that?
Downtown, street downtown you were talking about, starts with an A.
Garden turns into Alkenies.
That one. You know what I think every time I hear that?
What?
I can't believe I want to make this joke. Alkenies, Alkenies! just me? Apparently it's just me. I swear I'm not on any kind of pharmaceuticals this morning. There's nothing. This is just raw Andrew. That's all you got here. Maybe that's the problem. Hey, if you're 64 turning 65 or you're retiring, you're going to change over onto Medicare. And I know if you've been on regular, you know, health insurance for your whole life, that's a kind of a scary thing. Plus, maybe people are calling you. Maybe somebody's, you know, writing you, emailing you, whatever, making you feel like this is a big, hairy, scary decision. It's not. It doesn't need to be. It's very straightforward. But you have questions? Ricky Stewart's got answers. She can help you understand what supplement, what's Advantage, what are the, you know, what's involved in all that, and does Medicaid even apply to you? All of that stuff she can answer. She's great at this. I've known her as long as we've lived here. Her whole family does insurance stuff, and she does just this slice of it. So if you've got that question, give her a call, 341-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance.
Is your home your dream home, or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. Did you know that Florida recently passed a major tort reform package? The legislature reduced Florida's general injury statute of limitations from 4 years to 2 years. They limited attorney's fees and homeowners' lawsuits, which could adversely affect homeowners. For any injury claim, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
You've built up the equity in your home. Now, a home equity line of credit from PinAir Credit Union can help you put it to great use. So build something incredible, like a backyard oasis or new walk-in shower. Invest in something special, like education or your business. Or just replace your roof. Boring, but important. Whatever you need, a home equity line of credit from PinAir is ready and waiting. And since there's no annual fee and no closing costs, a PinAir home equity line is always a perfect fit. Get started at PinAir.org/HELOC. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Hurricane season is here, and making sure you're ready is key if you need to evacuate. Evacuations typically don't have to be hundreds of miles. Having at least half a tank of gas ensures you can evacuate the necessary tens of miles to a safe, sheltering location when a storm threatens your community. Check with nearby friends and family now and have a plan in place for what to do if you are ordered to evacuate. Visit halfwayfullhalfwaythere.com to learn about more ways to be prepared.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
I can no longer sit back and allow communist infiltration to sap and impurify all of our precious bodily fluids.
All right, Jimmy, quick age test. Do you recognize that movie?
I wasn't listening.
Sorry. Dr. Strangelove? Or?
Oh, yeah, and How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb.
Oh, nice, with the subtitle and all. Kubrick. All right, very good. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, Donald Trump is holding a rally in New York City today. That's, I believe, in the South Bronx. Widespread damage reported after severe storms rolled across central Texas last night. In Temple, a mall was damaged, an airplane got blown over on its side, and several homes and businesses were damaged as well. And some House lawmakers now want the Pentagon to rehire military service members that were fired for refusing to take the COVID vaccine. The House Armed Services Committee adopted an amendment to the annual defense policy bill. We'll have to see where it goes in the Senate.
Did you say Donald Trump was going to be in the Bronx today?
I believe so.
Oh, girl, baby girl.
Oh, really?
Don't even play.
Maybe he'll
don't
have
even some, play.
Maybe
don't even play.
Maybe
Andrew.
He'll have some fans show up. You know, you can take the girl out of the Bronx, but you can't take the Bronx out of the girl. David, thanks so much for the updates. 8:23 here on News Radio Pensacola. David's been reporting this all morning, but certainly true. The Foley Beach Express is free starting today at noon. Don't go now. You got to wait a couple hours. But at noon, that'll be free. We also have, this is kind of an awful story, but did you hear the story about the bad turbulence on the airplane, the international flight, and then one person wound up dying the other day? This is bad. This was a 73-year-old British man passes away during a flight the other day. Singapore's Ministry of Transport said it's investigating from London to Singapore on Singapore Airlines. And this is bad turbulence. Passengers said the people who were not wearing their seatbelt were launched up into the air, into the ceiling. This is kind of the stuff that, you know, wear your seatbelt when, you know, you're not walking around, right? Okay. Here's what I think is, just going to report it. The story version of this that I read explains all of this and says what happened and that this one elderly gentleman died. Experts warn that turbulence is becoming more common and is likely to get worse as a result of, you want to fill in the blank here, Jimmy? Turbulence is becoming more common and is likely getting worse as a result of?
I have no clue.
Climate change. That's right. So,
dang it.
The 73-year-old British man who died not from his injuries, but from a heart attack. So he got scared, basically, on the plane that had the turbulence. So climate change killed an elderly British man now.
Mm-hmm.
We have the first death from climate change on record, according to the story. I mean, you know, obviously if before there was climate change, there was no turbulence, you know, and they certainly have elderly British men getting thrown up into the air and dying of a heart attack on a plane. So, you know, there it is. We ought to all change our view on this stuff. 437-1620. Santa Rosa County, 200,000 people plus now. Yay. That's a lot of houses, by the way. What was the other thing I was going to tell you about? This is try not to tell you things that make me angry because then I make you angry and nobody's happy when they get to work. But you know how we're without a District 4 County Commissioner now since the beginning of the year, since Robert Bender was promoted, sidelined, transferred, whatever, to Supervisor of Elections. And this has now meant that two different proposed ordinances got tabled at Monday's meeting. One on proximity to mooring of boats to paddleboard launches, and the other one on what was the other one? There was the boat and pier ordinance, and then I just all of a sudden I can't remember the. Oh, it was the lighting ordinance that the lady from the rental place showed up to protest about the rats and the snakes. I'm not kidding. We'll get to those clips tomorrow. But two different ordinances got pushed because we don't have a District 4 commissioner for 5 months now. But that's just because we don't live in Pasco County. Pasco County also had a vacancy in their county commissionership, and you now have had a person appointed to fill the role, and you have the late Gary Bradford, who passed away, apparently. You have Lisa Yeager, who has been appointed. So how long did Pasco County have to wait for their county commissioner reappointment? We've been waiting 5 months. What do you got there, Jimmy? Take a guess. How long? Because the governor's office is busy. Can't get around to everything.
Mm-hmm.
How long did they have to wait? We've been waiting 4.5 months. How long have they had to wait?
I don't even know.
1 month.
1 month.
Yeah, 1 month.
You know, you keep coming to me while I'm reading the traffic map over here. And I'm starting to think you're doing it on purpose because you know I'm not really paying attention
I'm
to
I'm not
what you're
doing it on purpose at all. but yeah, so they had to wait a whopping 1 month. And also, by the way, she's running for the seat. She'll be on the ballot as a special election concurrent with regular elections. She's a Republican. She's the third candidate to run in the race against a Democrat and another Republican. So it's not like that's the issue here. Some people have speculated that the governor doesn't want to pick sides in a contentious political issue ahead of a primary or ahead of an actual election. He'd rather wait it out. Well, we'd rather have representation. And apparently he's willing to pick sides in another county. So I'm a big supporter of Governor DeSantis, but this is a colossal. We had the when Alvin McCorver died in ECUA, and we waited, 10 months to get. It's not good.
So he's just letting it play out until the election?
That's a theory. Nobody seems to have evidence because they're not saying anything. I'm still waiting on just a list of who's applied.
Well, that's the most solid theory because he hasn't appointed anyone yet. So
yeah. Let's see. You got traffic on the fives.
Yes, I do. Downtown Garden Street is looking backed up as it turns into North Alkanes, and that has caused some significant... Don't do it. Don't you dare. And that has caused some significant traffic on the Gregory Street exit of I-110. So be careful as you are turning off onto the Gregory Street exit behind the Bay Center. You want me to pause here so you can...
No, okay. All right. I like it living in your head better than in your ears.
I'm going to hear it right before I go to bed.
Alkanese!
There it is, yeah. And US 90, the Pace Bridge into Pensacola, seeing some slowdowns coming in from Pace and Milton, but clearing up as you enter Pensacola. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David? Did we already go to David for headlines?
Yeah, I think we already did headlines.
You want to do it again?
Sure.
It's because Candy's here, and I'm all thrown
Everything
off.
Everything is distracted. Well, hey, President Biden's hosting a state dinner at the White House today. He's got the president of Kenya coming over for dinner, Andrew.
Put Candy on the mic. There it is. There it is. Make her laugh. All right. We got an intern in the room. We got Candy's in the
it's
newsroom.
A lot happening
we got all kinds
today.
Of crazy
yeah.
stuff. Anybody want to run a talk show for a minute? Because apparently I'm not capable. It's just the well-known.
Oh, no, you're doing great.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, you make me feel good. Okay. I found this fascinating. Oh, somebody says, that'll do, donkey. Y'all are the best. Right voice, different movie, though, I think. Anyway, have you been seeing the changes to the Google search? Do you use Google, Jimmy? Are you a Google or a DuckDuckGo or a... Please don't say Bing.
No, yeah. Anytime I have a health concern, I Google it.
Okay. Have you been seeing the AI answers?
No, I don't think
so
I have.
At the top. Okay, so Nadia has, you have not. That means we're cool and you're not.
Yeah, true.
Google was rolling out, and I didn't know it was a test market because for a couple of weeks now, if you ask Google a question, it'll give like AI generated answer, and then it'll give you the standard links. And I was reading a story about how Google is going to go in this direction where they're going to have this for everybody, but apparently Nadia intern and me, we were the special ones and Jimmy wasn't special enough because I just thought everybody was getting it this way. Interesting byproduct of this is they won't have links, so they won't have to pay advertisers, but they also won't be getting money, and the websites that you go to won't be getting the ad revenue either. So Google is set to lose massive amounts of money but they feel like if they don't offer this, then people will go to other search engines that are offering it because the AI answer is so competitive with other versions of the news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. 2.5 months after dropping out of the Republican presidential race, Nikki Haley says she still thinks former President Trump should do more to win over her supporters, but says she will be voting for him in November.
I put my priorities on a president who's going to have the backs of our allies and hold our enemies to account, who would secure the border. No more excuses.
Senate Democrats are forcing another vote on a border bill today.
The proposal failed to overcome a Senate filibuster in February amid opposition from former President Trump and House Republican leaders who insist the compromise does not go far enough. Supporters of the bill call it the toughest border and immigration reform in decades that would raise asylum standards and give the president power to close the border.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. New unemployment claims are down. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now it's 73 degrees and partly cloudy skies here in Pensacola this morning. Well, Pensacola ranking in the top four safest places to live list from U.S. News and World Report. Only three towns ranking above Pensacola on this list: Augusta, Georgia, Montgomery, Alabama, and South Bend, Indiana. The rankings calculated based on violent crime rates per 100,000 residents in cities with roughly the same population numbers. The rankings only, though, accounting for statistics within city limits and not including Escambia County. In the magazine's overall best places to live list, Pensacola ranked 31st. Well, Memorial Day weekend fast approaching, and Pensacola Beach will be transforming into one of the nation's largest LGBTQ pride celebrations.
The tradition dates back to the 1960s, originally over July 4th weekend, but switched to Memorial Day weekend in 1994, and this year they're celebrating the 30th anniversary. Johnny Chisholm presents Memorial Weekend Pensacola starts today and will run through the entire weekend, primarily at Park East. Individual party tickets start at $25, up to a full weekend VIP pass for $430, and those can be purchased at Eventbrite.
And thank you, News Radio's Joe Ford there with that information. Well, everybody agrees that Navarre Beach Bridge is going to need to be replaced. There's going to be some debate this morning over how exactly to pay for that.
And there have to be a toll to pay for it. If we go to state to do it, the governor's already said there would be a toll no matter what.
That is County Commissioner Ray Eddington, who talked with Channel 3, and later this morning, actually starting right about now, the Santa Rosa Board hearing a presentation from Delivering Bridges LLC over what their plans for that bridge would be. That would include an expansion to four lanes and possibly a pedestrian lane. Again, that meeting just started here a few moments ago. Well, today at noon, just in time for the Memorial Day weekend in Alabama, the Foley Beach Expressway is going toll-free.
This is good news for locals, for Alabamians across the state, and for our visitors from near and far. Because as we all know, there are no better beaches to visit than right here on Alabama's beautiful Gulf Coast.
And that is Governor Kay Ivey there, who signed that paperwork at Foley City Hall yesterday, officially transferring ownership of that bridge to the state. The agreement for $57 million, and $3 million of that will go to Orange Beach to pay for road improvements there. Well, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration releasing its Atlantic hurricane season outlook today. Weather officials we'll be discussing the expected storm activity for the year and climate factors influencing hurricane development during the season, which begins on June 1st. Forecasters at Colorado State University and Penn State University have both predicted it'll be an active season due to already very warm ocean temperatures and the transition to a La Nina climate pattern. 8:35 at News Radio Pensacola. Time for a look at our traffic on the fives. Jimmy, what are you seeing?
Well, if you are driving downtown this morning on Garden Street, as it turns into Alkenes, we're seeing a lot of backup going actually both directions on Alkenes, and a lot of slowdown happening on the exit, the Gregory Street exit off of I-110. So expect some delays and drive with caution through there because traffic is just building up on Chase Street, Wright Street, Gregory Street, every which way downtown. So expect some delays if you are heading in downtown Pensacola this morning. If you are heading in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you are clear all the way through the 3 mile bridge into town. And coming in from Pacer Milton, we are seeing some slowdowns on US 90, but clearing up as you get into Pensacola this morning. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. Now our Channel 3 weather.
We are going to have a beautiful day today with mostly sunny skies, high near 85 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 73. For Friday, 10% chance of a stray sprinkle, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 85. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 75 degrees. Beautiful weather continues into our Memorial Day weekend with plenty of sunshine Saturday and Sunday, just a small chance of a stray shower. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thanks, Brooke. 73 in Pensacola, 72 in Gulf Breeze, 75 in Milton. Your money now. The market's mixed today. The Dow down 105 points at 39,565.43. S&P 500 up 24 points at 53,30.32. The NASDAQ up 176 at 16,978.41. Our 10-year bond rate today down just slightly at 4.43%. Gold prices are down 24.40 at 23,68.50. Silver prices down 50 cents at 30.99. Circle K kicking off Memorial Day weekend today, offering its customers a 40 cent per gallon gas discount. Circle K's Fuel Day being observed between 4 and 7 p.m. at all of the convenience stores locations across the country. They're also donating 10% of their profits to the Children of the Fallen Patriots Foundation today. The busy summer travel season getting underway with the Memorial Day weekend. The head of the TSA says it's expected to be the busiest summer travel season on record, with over 18 million people expected to be screened at airports from now until May 29th. A spokesperson for AAA also says they're forecasting 44 million people traveling along the nation's roadways from now through Monday. And NVIDIA stock booming after the chipmaker reported earnings on Wednesday that beat expectations. Shares topped $1,000 as the stock rose 7% in extended trading. It's 8:37, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Wave Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctor's not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Pensacola. Come see our friendly team in Pensacola and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to WaveMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. WaveMen'sHealth.com.
Visit Prim and Proper, the premier destination for unique gifts in Gulf Breeze, specializing in adding that extra touch of thoughtfulness to any occasion with expert engraving services. From elegant monograms to heartfelt messages, they bring visions to life. With a wide selection of gifts for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and more, there's something perfect for everyone. Prim and Proper also excels in corporate, employee, and client gifts that leave lasting impressions. Visit them online at primandproper.com.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
severe weather can strike at any time.
At any time.
Again, we are dealing with a tornado warning right now. This is going to be in Santa Rosa County.
At any time.
And Steve, you're looking at the radar. What are you seeing right now?
When you need to know.
Well, on the News Radio ThreatNet radar, the showers are covering the entire north part of Escambia County, moving into the downtown area.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
When you need to know.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
So earlier this morning, we were having a conversation with Mike Wood, the PIO for the PPD, which is many acronyms. But we were talking about whether it's illegal to drive with your dome light on. And it's not. And I made the comment, you know, because whatever. And I made the comment, like, what if your wife's looking at the atlas, looking at the map? And he said, I'd take a picture of anybody looking at a physical map anymore. To which I thought, well, does nobody use a paper atlas, a paper map, print out directions, anything like that? So that's our frivolous question for the day, 437-1620. Would you rather have a paper map or would you rather use your phone or some GPS system on, you know, whatever device you have? Now, this is going to be interesting because we got young Jimmy, okay, who's a ripe 29. We got Candy is actually here this morning. He was also a ripe 29.
Thank
right?
you. For yes. The, I mean, barely.
For the 24th time?
I mean,
yeah, okay.
I'm still 29.
And we have young Nadia, who's genuinely young. She is our intern who's getting ready to graduate UWF. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
And you're what, 8? No, must be 21, 22?
21. Yeah.
21. Okay, you got us a little closer to the microphone. All right, so let's start with Nadia. Nadia, do you even know what a paper map or atlas is?
I do. And I know how to use one.
Okay. Do you ever use them on purpose?
No.
Okay. All right, that's what I figured.
Unless I'm like at like a theme park or something. Disney.
Okay.
Right?
No, but good application. Because they give you the little semi-glossy, semi-laminated, right. And those are easier to work with than, say, the one on your phone?
Yeah, I think so. Well, unless you're my best friend. She got us lost in SeaWorld for, I kid you not, 2 hours.
Wow.
With a map in front of her.
Now, this wasn't like you were lost, the parents were looking for you.
No, this was like 3 years
just
ago.
Just couldn't figure it out. Okay, all right, I understand. Perfect. Candy, paper map, paper atlas, phone, GPS?
I mean, I'm 29, but yeah, God, I love me a paper map. I do.
There's something about it. It's so clear and obvious.
Yeah. Those
and you're not fighting the finger spread or whatever problem you've got on the cell phone. I mean, the phone is always trying to give you the wrong information.
Wi-Fi, so sometimes it is better to have that map.
Yeah, you can't get cell service.
Those triptychs?
What's that now?
From
AAA?
I don't know what I just said. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what AAA means.
Highlighted atlas.
Okay, but they would. They would put out these little maps for you. You're going to Gatlinburg, and it's like, ooh, here's like,
and there,
it's two states.
I totally agree.
I know.
Jimmy, last of the in-house, and then we'll take the phone calls, 437-1620. Jimmy, do you know what you laughed at me earlier when I asked this question.
Yeah. My dad used to print out directions from Google Maps.
My dad.
Yeah.
Google Maps. Google Maps. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I do
Hold
that.
On, I'm pulling the knife out of my heart.
No, same. When I'm going somewhere I've never been before, I look it up on MapQuest or Google Maps or whatever I use, and then I print out the directions because that is easier when I'm in the car. If I need to look at something, that's easier than trying to figure out what my phone might decide to give me as information at the moment. Am I wrong?
No, I mean, no. I
Nadia looks at me like I'm crazy. What is that? She's aghast. She's just like just complete stunned disbelief.
I don't think I have seen anyone use MapQuest since I was like 7.
MapQuest.
Let me pull that other knife out of my arm.
Oh, so many knife holes in my back. 844 on News Radio Pensacola. All right, let's go to the text here, 437-1620. The only reason you would want to print out directions is if you want to have the first 10 pages telling you to get out of your neighborhood. Oh, well, that's always true, too. The
right.
You know, turn left in 100 feet. Turn right at the Simpson mailbox. You know, that kind of stuff. Somebody here says paper map. Good. We are either going to find a whole bunch of reasonable people or just prove that our audience is old. I don't know which it is. I prefer a paper map because I can have a larger area. Yeah, I like to be able to see it. I like to be able to see the overall relationship of everything instead of just the next segment of road. I also like that. Gives me a sense of proportionality. Yes, I have an Atlas map as a backup in case the phone breaks. Part-time party bus driver. Oh, that's and I have on my car. I have an Atlas, a Pensacola like set of maps. I don't have a U.S. Atlas, but I have a Pensacola maps because when we first moved here, that was super useful. And it's still it's been a while since I've used it, but it's still there.
You really have an Atlas in your car.
You want me to prove it in the break? I'll run out and get it for you.
No, I mean, some guy called in saying he used one, and I laughed because I thought he was joking.
Yes.
He said, I like to use an Atlas every now and then, and I laughed. I was like, okay, go use it in the car. He was like, yeah. And I was like, okay, sounds good.
This is so great. You mean you had a piece of vinyl that had music on it, and you really listened to it?
I have... many records. That is totally different.
Oh, sure. Now, yeah. Now you're hip to obsolete technology.
Well, yeah, I mean, give it 10 years and then everyone will be like, yeah, I have an Atlas in my car.
Jimmy, yeah, they're probably going to be valuable, right?
Yeah, probably.
Because they won't exist anymore.
Yeah, hang on.
I need to start collecting these Atlases.
Yeah. Retro right. MapQuest from 2008.
Vintage certified. They'll be in a museum. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you are driving downtown this morning, please drive with caution. That's all we can say. We are seeing a lot of backup on the Gregory Street exit off of I-110 behind the Bay Center. That is backing up traffic as Garden Street turns into North Alkanese Street this morning. And just at every major intersection, we are always... Go ahead. Get it out of your system.
No. I love the suffering that it causes when I don't say it.
And the subsequent suffering after you say you're not going to say it.
Subsequent?
Subsequent suffering.
Subsequent.
Whatever. Hey. Whatever.
Oh, my God. We're definitely not going to have jobs tomorrow. Go on, though. Go on.
We're not. I can't even remember what I was doing. If you're coming in from...
Something about Alkanese?
Something about it. I don't even remember. If you're coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you are looking really good all the way through 98, through the 3 Mile Bridge into downtown this morning. And Pace and Milton looking pretty good on Woodbine and Chemukla at the respective intersections of Highway 90 and on US 90 coming into Pensacola as well. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Back to the frivolous topic of the day, which is, do you ever use a paper atlas, paper directions, print off directions, or do you always like on the phone on the GPS? And as expected, we are basically getting a you're old or not, and some stunned disbelief looks from intern Nadia and not really intern Jimmy, producer Jimmy, I guess we'd say.
Yeah. Like, no, I'm not an here. Intern.
Oh, did you hear that? Are you going to take that? Do you see how he insulted you?
Not insulted.
Distaste for your title? All right, whatever. Let's move on.
I've
go back
here
to the...
for 3 days.
You've been here for 3 days. Paper's good on a long trip to see where you are and if there might be any interesting stops along the way. It's also a good learning tool for the children. That's true. Might look at a paper map only when familiarizing myself with an unfamiliar area. Agreed. We give away, this is Todd Thompson from the Chamber. He says we give away a lot of paper maps from the Chamber. People still like to have it. I agree. Also, it's a keepsake for people who keep things. I keep a paper map around but rarely use it because Google Maps stays up to date to road changes. 437-1620. When we go on road trips, we have Waze keeping us up to date on the current conditions and directions, but I'll be sitting in the navigator's chair with the Atlas following our route. We have discovered many great sites off the beaten path this way. Somebody who would fall more into the younger age category says, bet you also use Yahoo as your search engine. No, man, AltaVista.
AltaVista.
Yahoo. Right, whatever. Who do you think I am? You look like you have something, Nadia. No? No, okay, all right. Fakey. The Florida Welcome Center gives away about 500,000 paper maps every year. Somebody says, I use a paper map as a backup on my boat. Because when your GPS goes out and you don't have a Tom Thumb around the corner, no, that's that's true. Let's see, somebody here is this shows. What was his name? I can't remember the guy's name. Blowing off the book in the library, dusting it off. Atlas like phone books, historical documents, larger print to review the trip. Oh, that's true. Let me just say this briefly. On my phone, I know this is an age thing. On my phone, when you zoom in, like you pinch expand to zoom in the map, the street name letters should get bigger, and they don't. Mother! That's what... on an Atlas, you don't have that problem. They're easy to... Now, you can't pinch to zoom, but they're already big enough to read to begin with. So, okay. Phone with a paper Atlas is a backup for long trips. Somebody sent me a picture of an old analog phone like you would mount on the wall. That also was a thing, Jimmy and Nadia. Let's see. Somebody's actually sent me a picture from their glove box of... A variety of paper maps. I appreciate that. Somebody says, I teach high school students and tell them to change their GPS to north up because they have no idea of direction north, south. Oh, that's so true, too. All right, I think we've done our job here. We can move along to other things. Final thoughts, Nadia? Well done, by the way. First time on the radio, right?
Yeah.
Did they let you on the radio over at Cat Country?
Nope.
They're big meanies over there. I know. We like participation. Jimmy, final thoughts?
If you have an Atlas in your car, you're old.
Where do you even buy an Atlas?
Dang it! You go online and buy one on eBay. That's what you do. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home or just quitting life, Christine Leavenworth, she can help you. More at the buying the home part. Obviously, real estate conditions are always changing. What are the interest rates doing? What's the market doing? At what price point? In what location? All things that matter, especially if you're selling. How you do the photographs, how you do the staging, where you list it, how you set the open house, what price you... Like, all of that stuff. They have figured out a system that really, really works. So, if you're thinking about buying or selling, give her a call, 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through BCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
ED Phone Home.
Money talks, but it don't sing.
Okay, I wouldn't normally carry a topic over, except that in the break, I did run out to my car. Just out of curiosity, because I didn't know how many paper maps I had in my car. Nadia, intern Nadia, is here, and she is. Have you ever opened a paper map before in your life? Because you're.
Yes, I have.
Oh,
I'm
please don't fold it back that way. That's so
map.
Terrible. So
you're folding it.
Tell them what I brought in. I brought in a couple of maps.
bunch of Florida maps, a couple from Oregon.
Where we lived last.
NIS Pensacola, PCC, UWF.
See? Campus maps?
Yeah.
And I think I have like three Oregon
There's
maps
like
in there.
Oregon That's maps.
They're not going to ever get used. They can probably get thrown away. I'm not going to throw it away now because that would be painful. But Anna Pensacola actually wrote Atlas, right?
Mm-hmm.
See?
Whole book.
The whole book.
I got their reaction on video. I'll post it on the Facebook page because the both of them were. What did you describe it as, Jimmy?
The disgusting bed from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory that Grandpa Joe is sleeping in.
Jimmy, hurtful Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you are heading eastbound on I-10, you can expect to see a lot of traffic right at that intersection with Pine Forest Road. That is due to a vehicle crash that was there earlier. That has since been cleared, but we are still seeing a lot of residual traffic from that. And if you're coming in from Pace or Milton, you are looking really good this morning, all the way into Pensacola over US 90. Gulf Breeze and Navarre looking very good on 98, all the way over the 3 Mile Bridge into town this morning. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
You know, at the county commission meeting the other day, Jeff Bergosh was talking about the number of maps that I have, exactly this issue.
It's out of control. That's ridiculous.
I have so much random audio in the world. This is kind of interesting. Marvel and DC are defending their trademark against a company that wants to be able to use the term superhero or variation of it. I thought this was super weird and fascinating. So, you know, Marvel and DC, of course, the primary promulgators of superhero things. You know, DC has your Superman and your Batman, and, you know, Marvel, of course, has Spider-Man and Thor and whatever. But they co-own the copyright or the trademark. They co-own the trademark for superhero. And I thought, well, how can you even own that? But, you know, at one time, like, Kleenex is a trademark and Band-Aid is a trademark, but they kind of became what we all do. And so they own this trademark, and there's a foreign company that is based, a London-based comic book artist that is suing or asking the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office to cancel it. Their argument is two entities can't own a single trademark, can't jointly own it. And it goes back to 1967. I just thought it's weird that you can't publish superhero as a term unless you are DC or Marvel or permitted, or you buy the rights.
That's like Facebook trying to secure the rights to the word like.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or Ohio State like University trying to get the.
Yeah, that's not a brand name like Xerox or Kleenex that turned into a,
well,
you know.
If it's a unique formulation of language, even if it's short, it can still be trademarked, I guess.
But
so,
they didn't coin it.
I think they did. I think that's the argument, is that the concept of superhero. Yeah.
Late 14th century, men of superhuman strength or physical courage.
If nobody, I don't know why they would have a trademark on it if they don't have some argument about them having created it. But that's, I saw that story, I thought that, well, that is super weird. What was the other one that I was going to mention to you? Starbucks is being investigated or sued, I guess, investigating. The Attorney General in Florida is investigating Starbucks for violation of our prohibition on diversity, equality and inclusion, equity and inclusion, DEI stuff, because they have, for example, their senior executives get bonuses on the basis of how much DEI they managed to accomplish. BIPOC, which is what, Black, Indigenous, people of color, representation, at least 30% at corporate levels anyway, and 40% of all retail and manufacturing roles. So there are internal financial incentives at Starbucks to be able to have racial diversity thresholds met, and they get bonuses on that basis. And so now Florida, with our laws that say you can't have this kind of stuff, we are looking into the possibility of whether Starbucks might be in violation of Florida law. So just kind of an odd little story, kind of waiting in the wings for you to find out more about later. Gulf Breeze Zoo turns 40 today. Circle K is raising money for some kind of a patriotic program. What is it? I forget the name of it here. The Fallen Patriots Foundation. So they say you could get up to 40 cents off per gallon between 4 and 7 this afternoon. And no toll starting at noon on the Foley Beach Express.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.